This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden continues to work to quell Democratic anxieties over his unsteady showing in his debate with former President Donald Trump. He's not the debater he used to be, according to Biden on Friday at a rally in North Carolina. Here's why, according to AP correspondent Josh Boak, it would be tough for Democrats to replace Biden on the presidential ticket.
Immediately after his lackluster performance, where he struggled at times to say what he had done in ways that people could understand, Democrats were saying, is this 81-year-old the right person to be at the top of the ticket? And you're seeing a lot of hand-wringing by candidates, by pundits, and by many voters who want someone who can fight for them and pose a real challenge to Donald Trump.
Since the beginning of the war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, Israel has arrested about 15,000 Palestinians in both the West Bank and Gaza. Palestinians say detention conditions have worsened and many detainees are tortured. Israel maintains that it abides by international law. Linda Gradstein reports from the West Bank.
Most of the Gazans are held at Stay Taiman, an Israeli military base near Gaza, where released detainees said they spent most of their time handcuffed and blindfolded. Zaghari says at least 36 have died as a result of bad conditions and torture there.
They didn't allow for the Red Cross to visit the prisoners. They beat them every time. Hundreds of them facing from broke hands or legs.
Israel's top military prosecutor says that 70 investigations have been opened into allegations of abuse in Israeli jails, including Stay Taiman. Israeli government officials deny that detainees are tortured or mistreated. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Ramallah.
And this is VOA News. Israeli authorities say 68 people, 19 sick and injured children and their companions have been allowed out of the Gaza Strip and into Egypt in the first medical evacuation since May, when a territory's sole traveling crossing was shut down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports a weapons expert has told the UN his organization has established missile debris in Ukraine that's actually from North Korea.
The UN Security Council has been presented with evidence of North Korean missiles being used in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, executive director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A low-key moderate and a protege of Iran's supreme leader are now neck and neck in the vote count in snap presidential elections marked by voter apathy over economic hardships and social restrictions. Ryan Chang reports.
Electoral officials opened ballot boxes early Saturday after polling ended midnight. Preliminary results show moderate candidate Masoud Pezeshkian and his hardline challenger, former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili, in the lead. Pezeshkian, faithful to Iran's theocratic rule, has publicly criticized authorities over the death of Mahsa Amini. She's an Iranian Kurdish woman who died in custody for allegedly violating Islamic dress code, and her death sparked mass unrest in Iran in 2022. Jalili is a protege of Ayatollah Ali Khomeini, Iran's 85-year-old supreme leader.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang reporting. U.S. officials say that the pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid to Gaza is being removed due to weather to protect it. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
Due to high sea states expected this weekend, Central Command has removed the temporary pier from its anchored position in Gaza and will tow it back to Ashdod, Israel. As always, the safety of our service members is a top priority, and temporarily relocating the pier will prevent potential structural damage that could be caused by the heightened sea state.
While the military has helped deliver desperately needed funds and food through the pier, the vast majority of it is still sitting in the adjacent storage yard because of the difficulty that agencies have had moving into areas in Gaza where it's needed.